The plight of Vietnam vets is our topic right now. We're going to be discussing this with Brett Buchanan, and specifically there's a new program, benefits program, to help specifically Vietnam Navy veterans who now have a medical condition related to herbicide exposure, including Agent Orange. They may qualify for disability benefits under a new law, which took effect just a few weeks ago. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Brett Buchanan joins us now. He is a VA-accredited Veterans Appeals Expert with a group called ALSUP. And, Brett, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
No, thank you for having me. And great to be here.
Sure. Why don't you go ahead and give us an overview about Vietnam vets in general? Because it seems like of all the wars we've had, unfortunately, these veterans, you know, were not treated with the respect and dignity by their fellow Americans that, hey, you know, don't blame me. I didn't ask to go to that war. I just was trying to do my part to serve my country. My goodness.
No, absolutely. And, it was a conflict, you know, that depended heavily upon draftees. And so that's what makes it a little unique compared to what were the modern conflicts that we're maybe more familiar with, especially the younger generation. But no, it's, what's happening is, you know, during our conflict in Vietnam, the U.S. military sprayed Agent Orange herbicide throughout the country. And as we fast forward, we know now that that has very bad health effects on the on those veterans. And so the Department of Veteran Affairs, they're in charge of both medical care and disability compensation for veterans, no matter what branch of service they were in. When they get discharged, they go to the Department of Veteran Affairs for that relief. And throughout the years, different laws and regulations have been passed to try to grapple with, well, how do we handle this exposure to Agent Orange? And going into this most recent law change that I'm on the show today to talk about, going into that, the existing law was, if you stepped foot on the landmass of Vietnam, the VA would concede that you were exposed to Agent Orange. And thankfully, VA doesn't really worry about or really dictate how much or how little. If the veteran can show that they're in Vietnam, the box is checked that they were exposed to that herbicide. Along that, there's a list of conditions called presumptive conditions. These are different disabilities such as diabetes, prostate cancer, a variety of different cancers on top of that, and heart conditions and Parkinson's disease. So there's a list of conditions that if the veteran has one of those conditions and they can show that they stepped foot in Vietnam, then there is no need for a medical opinion to link the two. That is what is usually required for any other type of exposure claim within this VA disability system, is a medical opinion showing what you have today is related to service. The law does favor the Vietnam veterans for that. What's been a source of litigation, contention, disagreement are Navy veterans that were stationed maybe right off the coast of Vietnam, but never stepped foot on the landmass. And there's more and more studies coming out that the herbicide, which was sprayed aerially by aircraft into the air as like an aerosol, that the winds shifted this aerosol herbicide into the open sea. And so these are kind of the lost veterans in this claims process, are what the name has become, blue water veterans. Blue water meaning deep water, and these are the mostly Navy, but it could include Marine Corps or anyone that's in the branch of service that happened to be on a ship. Again, mostly that's your Navy service members. But what about them and their exposure and the evidence showing that this herbicide did drift and expose those veterans as well? They weren't, up to now, were not really afforded these regulations and the ease of these claims getting granted. They were a very, very uphill battle. So the blue water Navy veteran Vietnam Veterans Act of 2019 passed, and the VA implemented it and went into processing claims at the beginning of this year, 2020. And what it does is it extends that exposure area to 12 nautical miles from the waters of Vietnam and Cambodia. And so this is a great expansion because, again, there was unknown to me until I got into this for a living, you know, Vietnam has a lot of bays, a lot of inland rivers, and, you know, what I would call, well, that looks like the ocean, but in reality, it's a deep, deep bay that these Navy veterans were in, along with patrols off the coastline and such. And so it kind of covers these veterans that were previously just could not really get their claims granted. So it's a great expansion in that sense.
Sure. And why don't we, let's see, there's just a whole lot of questions I've got. But first of all,
sure.
What is the negative impact of Agent Orange? It causes cancer for some people. And as I understood it, it was basically a way, it was like a blowtorch, right? I mean, like a gigantic way to shoot out fire or something.
So the military used it to deforest the area in Vietnam. Our military was very challenged by the enemy in the fact that it is a jungle over there, and that our military would build a base. And the problem is you have a tree line just 50 meters from your base that you couldn't see through and allow the enemy to pretty much quote sneak up on you. And same thing for the riverbeds and such. So we spray this herbicide to destroy the forest and the vegetation over there so that we could see better,
right,
and not allow the enemy to sneak up on U.S. troops.
Okay.
And the
negative effects of Agent Orange.
And so, you know, the presumptive conditions that, you know, through years and years of studies that have shown that this herbicide has caused, I mean, we're talking type 2 diabetes, both Hodgkin's disease and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, multiple myeloma, Parkinson's disease, respiratory cancers, soft tissue sarcoma, and chronic B-cell leukemias, as well as what's a skin condition called chloriacne, and then ischemic heart disease. So it also affects not just cancer, but your cardiovascular system as well. And so these conditions, you know, range, again, the majority of them are cancers, but we have neurological condition like Parkinson's disease and cardiovascular issues such as ischemic heart disease. So it can be very devastating.
Okay, now, give us an overview here. Approximately how many Americans served over in Vietnam? As I recall, I believe somewhere I picked up the number that there was about 2 million. We know that about 58,000 or so died. But what is the number who served, and approximately how many are even alive today?
You know, those are great questions. So those numbers that you quoted are is what shows up in our research as well. About 2 million veterans served over there in some capacity, 50,000 injured. I quite honestly do not know how many are alive today, but that is a big challenge. In my caseload, in the last 3 years, I've had a tremendous number of Vietnam veterans pass away. And a lot of them I'm working with their surviving spouse to either continue their appeal or try to get survivor benefits for the spouse. We are at the tipping point for that generation where they are in their mid-60s to late 70s, just based on how long it's been since that conflict. And that is, they're just reaching an advanced age. And then you combine it with these different health issues, and unfortunately, their population is declining very rapidly.
You know, it almost seems as if, Brett, Vietnam veterans generally tend to die younger than the World War II veterans, and that was 20 years earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could be wrong. I don't know. This is just kind of anecdotal, but... But
right.
Maybe because of these things that they were exposed to, like Agent Orange.
Mm-hmm. I don't have data on that either, but I understand exactly what you're saying. And you know, my caseload is comprised of a variety. Everyone, when I tell people I help veterans with their disability claims, you automatically think of what I call the post 9/11 veteran, the Iraq, Afghanistan veterans. For sure, they make up a good percentage of my caseload. With that said, I also have Cold War veterans that, you know, veterans that served in the 80s and early 90s. And I still have, you know, Vietnam veterans in my caseload. And we have one Korea era veteran right now, wow. Korean War veteran. But with that said, it does seem like the Vietnam veteran has, they have had challenges since that conflict that it just seems like other conflict, other populations from other conflicts just didn't have, whether it's health, financial, just understanding what that war did to them, both physically and psychologically.
Sure. And what about homelessness? It's my understanding that some of the homeless population are veterans, which is really tragic. It's like, wow, you know, they went off, they served their country, and life didn't work out well for them, and here they are on the streets.
No, that, you're absolutely right. Historically, the homeless population, a large percentage of the homeless population have been veterans. And then if you look at the reverse, how many veterans are homeless, it's also a larger percentage than if you were just to take the general population and say what percentage of the general population is homeless. It is a problem. It seems to have gotten better. VA has done, and I will give VA credit. You know, I represent veterans for their VA disability claims, and so I'm not always happy with the Department of Veteran Affairs, but I will give them a lot of credit. In the last 5 years or so, they have made a concerted effort to help that problem, and I have seen kind of in my work positive effects of that.
Hmm. All right, here's a little statement from your website, which is at veterans.alsup.com, Alsup, A-L-L-S-U-P. Mm-hmm. It says, when you enlisted in the armed forces, you may have anticipated a tough road ahead. Now that you're a veteran, the path to receive VA disability compensation may seem just as tough. Let us help you get through it. We have about a minute or two left. What would you like to say in conclusion about helping these veterans, you know, work through the process to get whatever benefits may be available to them by law?
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, so what we do is we represent veterans for their VA compensation appeals. So if you have filed a claim and you have gotten an answer that you're basically not happy with, if it deals with Blue Water claims that we were just talking about, or anything else, PTSD, anything else that you feel is related to the military and VA is saying, no, we don't think so. That is when it's time to enter the appeal process, and that's what we do. And, you know, and I would just encourage you to reach out to us and contact us, and we'll evaluate your case for free, and we'll talk about our relationship, and if we both agree to work together, we move forward and help you win that claim on appeal.
Okay, and how do people reach you?
Yeah, they can reach us at 888-372-1190, or again, like as you said, at veterans.alsup.com.
Okay, any closing thought in for 30 seconds about Vietnam veterans?
Don't give up, and if you're thinking about filing, file now. And especially these Blue Water claims, the best way to know if you qualify is to file, let VA process the claim, and give you an answer.
Okay, Brett Buchanan, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you for having me.
Thank you. Sure. Thanks. Bye-bye.